Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check.
And a fine turn it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, if so, stop what you're doing and give a call to 312-981-7200. I'm going to say it right, 312-981-7200. That's the way it's supposed to be said, not 312-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- And I call it the boogie check of life. Been calling it that for too long. But what that means is anything that's in life, your life, you can put on the boogie check. That's what this is here for. There's no end game, no agenda, so to speak. We have no issues and no answers, which is a wonderful way to be, if you ask me. So 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Now, every evening I go through this little routine. Bob Surratt, in the first half hour of his show, which is between 5 and 5:30 in the morning, takes the first call and gives them a prize. So I plagiarized that. I stole it. That's what I did. I admit it. So that means the first call right now at 312-981-7200 will get a prize. That's right. Oh, boy, we are quick on the finger. You know, they used to say, with a dial tone phone, you know, with a circular dial, get your dialing finger ready. But nobody can say that anymore because there aren't any dials. You just push your, get your cell phone up to your mouth. All right. I believe we're ready. Betty.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing,
Betty? Give it to me. I'm a boogie checker.
you certainly are. What are you doing,
I
Betty?
My boogie.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting out on my porch, cooling off.
Nice.
Just enjoying the night.
Yeah.
You know?
Going to be a warm weekend. Going to be warm.
I'll just be inside then.
I don't mind the heat so much as long as the humidity doesn't get too
high. Yeah, but it's never like that. So you want to go to Arizona? Yeah. They're melting this year.
Yeah. All right. You know, they always say, what's that cliche? It's a dry heat. Yeah, okay. Betty,
yeah, it's like
you are
being in an oven.
You are the first caller. You receive a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. This 60-minute man. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Thank you so much for listening and calling.
Thank you.
Stay on the line there, Betty, so Tom Hush can get the appropriate information from you, so that we can send you the prize. Now, there's some other people on 312-981-7200. Now, they may just be here for the prize, which is fine, which has now been given away, or they may be here for something else. Let's go to Mayor Mike of Hampshire, Illinois.
Well, mayor, hi there.
You're the actual mayor?
That's what they tell me.
Wow. Well, we have dignitaries here. Mr.
Well,
Mayor.
I don't know about that, but I figured that you could maybe do a boogie check of our community this evening.
I could do a what?
I was wondering if you'd do a boogie check of the community. How's our boogular vibrations today?
Well, since we have the mayor on, I am really feeling a lot of boogular vibrations from you and from that area. In fact, my boogular vibration meter over here is just going off, up. So it's got to be major, Mayor.
Well,
I'm telling
you. Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I love your show, and I listen to you all the time, and I happen to get in the car, and I say, you know what? I'm going to call this guy tonight.
You know what? Do you care to plug anything that's going on in your town that you want people to know about?
Well, honestly, we just had our big town festival. I know that we've got a big trunk or treat event coming up here in October. Mm-hmm. And a big movie in the park and some cool fun stuff that's going on through the Hampshire Township Park District. And we're going to have a lot of information on our website at hampshireil.org.
All right, Mayor. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much for what you do. Have a good night.
You too. I don't know. This thing is getting a little too legitimate. We've had an alderman. Now we have a mayor. What's next? Neil's next. Hey, Neil, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm either an alderman or a mayor, so I'm just a regular guy.
Well, that's fine. So. I mean, that's why that's, getting an alderman or a mayor is such like, what?
Exactly, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, me too.
I just want to say I love your show. I love doing the Boogie Tech. I want to have my friend Patty. Hopefully he's listening. I'm sure he is.
Right.
And I wanted to give a little shout-out to my son, Ryan, who is works at the ballpark. And if you go to Wrigley Field, if you want to go up on the bed where the mezzanine, where the marquee sign is, he works on the flat top grill. So go support my son. That's all I really wanted to say.
Yeah. And good luck with the team, but always support the vendors.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Neil. Hey, that's pretty cool. Got a mayor, got a guy saying where his son works at Wrigley, flat top grill. I'm feeling rather nice.
And that's John. This is Yogi. Say goodbye to him.
And
good evening, John.
Good evening. All right, 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. To get on the Boogie Check of life. Whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. The phones are wide open, waiting for your input. It can be about absolutely anything. I will promo what is happening after the 8:30 news. One of our favorite guests, Dan Feinberg, is a TV critic for The Hollywood Reporter. You know, we're coming into the weekend tomorrow, and all the streaming services, a lot of them are, this is when they put out some new product. Is it any good? I mean, you know. Well, let's get somebody to tell us. And that would be Dan Feinberg from The Hollywood Reporter. So he's coming up after 8:30, and then the 9 o'clock Thursday three-peat is on. Only David Jennings from the news department has assembled this week's music. And I'm very impressed. I haven't heard it, and I don't want to hear it prior to getting on the air because that sort of ruins the fizz, if you will. You know, like you got a can of pop. If you open it, the fizz goes. So mm-hmm. We want to keep the fizz in.
Good. Remember, I like that idea.
Remember fizzies? I don't know. I'm
fizzies.
Like, fizzies. You're probably too young. Fizzies were little tablets, and they didn't taste good at all. And you drop. They were like Alka-Seltzer with flavors.
Okay.
And you drop them in the water, and then they would fizz. Ergo,
fizzies.
Fizzies. Mm-hmm. So what motivates? Well, hold on. I'm going to wait and talk to you after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to bury the lead, or whatever that term is. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number for the Boogie Check of life. That's right. Anything in life can happen on the Boogie Check. And therefore, we await your phone call with anticipation. That's right, 312-981-7200. The Boogie Check of Life here on 720 WGN. Yeah, I know. How in the world did it get on WGN? A bastion of responsibility, community service. And here comes juvenile, sophomoric Boogie Check. What is the world coming to? 312-981-7200. Everything okay?
Well, it's your fault. You created it.
Yes, I know. And never did I believe that it would attain what it's attained. It was a spontaneous...
Trivia question, then.
Yes.
What was the reason for creating it in the first place?
Well, let Uncle Johnny tell you there, David. Here's what it was. I was working for a big radio station at the time, and we had a lot of ratings, and we played the hit records, and we were repeating the music. They had a 5 90-minute countdown stopwatches that corresponded to the top five records. So every
talk about
time
a tight playlist.
Well, there was more than that, but the top five got repeated over and over every 90 minutes.
Jeez.
Right? Yeah, I was out of my mind. I was just losing it. So one night, without any previous planning or preparation, which, of course, is the way I like it, I decided to answer phone calls live on the air. And at the time, the term boogie was a big slang expression. And I had a competitor at another radio station who had sort of decided that that was going to be his moniker. You know, boogie this, boogie that, boogie, 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 boogie. Also on our air staff was the wonderful J.J. Jeffrey, who was single and would date. And he had a mustache. And before he would go out, he would stand in front of the mirror and conduct what he called a 60-second booger check.
Really?
Yeah. You asked.
Okay. Keep
this
going.
This is how ridiculous this whole thing started. And then right then I decided, oh, 60-second boogie check, which is what it was called in the when it started, because I felt that I would only get away with 60 seconds before the station would shut me down. Because radio stations like that, AM top 40 rock stations, did not take live calls on the air, with the exception of maybe dedications and requests, but certainly nothing just answering phones for the heck of it, you know. And it exploded. Because everybody was like 14 years old, and nobody had done this before. And as it turned out, and I had no preconceived notion of how it would go, I was pretty adept at handling a massive influx of phone calls. And that's that. And, you know, that and my middle name have followed me my entire life. Well, not my entire life, but my radio life. And both, you know, the middle name's true, and the boogie check was just a thing to do, never really thinking about doing it again. And then when it was announced that I would get this shift at WGN, I put out on my Facebook page, any suggestions of things that you'd like to hear? And there was more than one. Hey, you going to do a boogie check? And I thought, well, you know, if you
why
don't
not?
Try, if you don't try, you know, you'll never know. And this certainly is a different vibe than the one when people were teenagers. But, you know, it's I like it for what it is. It's I have no my expectations are rather low. It's not going to sound like it did back in the day, and I'm not hanging up on people, which happened quite often. And, you know, we're attracting everybody, not in great numbers, but quality, not quantity, I always say. I mean, we got a mayor, we got an alderman. Who knows what we'll get next? Not I.